Alrighty, let's begin. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of Benny in the Booth podcast. On this week's episode, we've got Super Bowl 58 recap. We've got MLB news. Some MLB news has popped up between last and this week's episode, and one other coach and two coaching news in the NFL that have popped up between this week's and last week's episode, and talking about future episodes of the podcast. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 113 of Benny and Booth podcast. Thank you so much for the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. Especially with TikTok that I recently just started, like, it is crazy. Like, I did not, like, I thought, okay, like, I'll start TikTok, I get a decent amount of views. I haven't had a TikTok that's like under 70, 80 views, and it's just like, wow, I really was missing out for a while. My most is my first ever one, which is 913. Now I've got the rest are 70s and 80s, which aren't low compared to the first one, but it's like, that's way more than I've been getting on YouTube Shorts. So if you're from YouTube and have also checked out my TikTok, thank you so much for the support. And if not, go check it out. It'll always be linked in the description of this, of every episode, whether YouTube or audio. Before we get into the details of this week's episode, I do want to start off with the future episodes. It's not scheduling, it's more of, now I'm getting to a dead point where baseball, there's still some key free agents out there, and they'll probably sign within the next few days or weeks, hopefully, because spring training games are about to start, and all the teams are already down in Arizona and Florida at this point. But I'm looking for stuff to do. So if you guys have ideas, I'm probably going to start, hopefully, aiming to do Immaculate Grid at least for every episode, hopefully. But otherwise, like, do you want me to collab with certain content creators I could try? Or do you want me to do, like, MLB season preview? Like, what do you want me to do with this dead gap of, well, let's see, how many weeks? Not including this week. There's 4 to 5 episodes, give or take, between now and when baseball season starts. So if you guys have any ideas of what you want me to do between in that gap, let me know. I'm open to ideas. I am trying to work on maybe getting a content creator for football to do like another NFL year in review, which I did with Yachmiel V in my first year of the podcast. But let me know if you guys have any ideas. I'm open to it, and I am just looking for something because I do not cover NBA anymore. And honestly, there wasn't much interesting with the events anyways. Yeah, just give me what if you have any ideas, let me know, and then I can try to make it happen. I don't have any MLB games set up just yet, but I might have my first, next MLB, sorry, first stadium check getting checked off in 2024 for baseball season. I'm not going to give details because nothing's like for certain yet. But I very much could potentially have my first one or two to get checked off within this upcoming season soon and ready to be achieved. But yeah, we'll see what happens. So either way, Super Bowl 58, which by the way, I posted an immediate reaction on YouTube. Go check it out if you haven't. YouTube short under my YouTube Shorts will also be on my TikTok. This was a crazy game. I ended up getting my prediction wrong. I thought San Francisco was going to win. They lost in overtime 25-22. And Mecole Hardman had the game-winning touchdown from Patrick Mahomes, 3 yards. Here's the thing with this game. This game was crazy. The missed extra point ended up being a huge difference. And a whole bunch of other things. People are still calling on San Francisco for getting the ball first. Honestly, I think that was the right move, even with the new overtime rules. And even with, like, oh, you get a touchdown, but then they're going to obviously go for the two-point conversion. But here's the thing. San Fran had two opportunities in Kansas City's last drive to stop it on fourth down, and they would have won the Super Bowl. Twice. Mahomes or not. When you're handed two opportunities on a gold platter to shut down a team on fourth down to win the Super Bowl, you got to get the job done. And they did not. Sucks for Drake Greenlaw, who tore his Achilles or something like that with his Achilles, just trying to get on the field. I hope he's okay. But I feel like that was like a game breaker injury for them, because it's like that their San Francisco's defense is so dominant that it felt like even without Greenlaw, oh, they'll be fine. They still have Chase Young, who had an impact in this game, Nick Bosa, who had an impact in this game, and like so many other weapons of their defense, it didn't feel like it was that much of a loss. Debo didn't feel like much either, but he ended up coming back anyways. There are a few other injuries. Also, what was funny, it was nice to be seeing calls not go Kansas City's way and be against them for once, with how many times they get calls in their favor and how many calls they got in their favor this year. So that was like just hilarious to watch. Intentional grounding, I think, was absolutely intentional grounding. I don't know about the whole zone-ish thing. I still don't understand that with intentional grounding. But the receiver got, by the time the dude got within the range, like, the ball was already incomplete. That was absolutely intentional grounding. But it was just hilarious watching Chiefs get calls called on them that weren't necessarily actual proper calls. I don't know if I'd for sure say the referees were tipped one way or another. I think it was pretty even throughout the night. But, yeah, it was just nice to see that happen. But either way, Chiefs are now the new Patriots, repeating for the first time since 03 since 2003 through 2005, being 03, 04, 04, 05 seasons, Patriots. Juwan Jennings also became the second player in Super Bowl history with a pass touchdown and receiving touchdown, joining Nick Foles from Super Bowl 52. Isaiah Pacheco had a red zone fumble, which is also the second in the last 38 Super Bowls. Last was Brady in Super Bowl 39 versus the Eagles, which is not the one they lost. That is the one they beat Philly, for context. Jake Moody. So here, this is the funniest thing with the long field goal. So Steve Christie, former Bills kicker who replaced, what's his face? Oh my, why am I forgetting his name? He's like, why am I blanking on his name? Scott Norwood, thank you. Oh my God, I don't know why was his name. Replacement, I guess. And he had the longest field goal in Super Bowl history for 30 plus years since Super Bowl in 1993-94, where they ended up getting whooped by Dallas, and for context. And this was second quarter of that game. He had a 54-yard field goal. Not only was that broken once in this game by Jake Moody having a 55-yard field goal, but then very soon later, it was rebroken again by Harrison Butker, who had a 57-yard field goal, which is just hilarious. I like, record lasted 30-plus years and then just broken twice in one game. Just kind of hilarious to see unfold. But, yeah, so Chiefs won. They're officially the new Patriots. I was tempted to post a immediate reaction to the news from the parade where 20-plus people were shot. One was killed. The rest survived. Or at least last I checked, the rest survived. Or at least we're not dead on the spot. Sad thing to happen. I hope everyone's okay. I didn't post me reaction because when I found out about it, I was basically on my way to class, and then I considered doing one after, but I just ended up not. But very sad. Hope everyone in Kansas City is okay. They were saying like reasons like a fight or something. Truly, in my mind, I don't know if I believe that. Something tells me it's like a Swiftie hater or like Chiefs hater that wanted, like, I don't know, but either way, sad story. Hope everyone's okay. No matter how much I might not like the Chiefs because they're the new Patriots, I do hope everyone's okay from that incident at the parade. Either way, that's the Super Bowl recap. I went 0-for-1 in both my Super Bowl brackets. Predictions, non-bracket prediction record, I went 179-106. Total with bracket prediction record, I went 178-107. And then there's two coaching news in the NFL. The Browns hired Andy Dickerson as their new offensive line coach. They also got someone else as assistant offensive line coach. And former New York Giants defensive coordinator Don Martindale. I know this isn't NFL news, but just interesting because went from Giants, is now Michigan's defensive coordinator. Not much else in the coaching world or elsewise in the NFL, plus free agency ain't going to start for probably a while. And then also, of course, there's the NFL draft in late April in Detroit. But that's the NFL part of this week's episode. This is going to be a shorter episode because there isn't a lot to report on baseball. And it's still crazy. There are a lot of key free agents still left for baseball. Let's get in baseball. Cody Bellinger isn't signed as of Sunday, as of February 18th. Blake Snell still hasn't signed. Jordan Montgomery still hasn't signed. Humbly on someone else. There's like a whole bunch of big names that still haven't signed. Bellinger, Snell, Montgomery, and others. And it's just hilarious. They're all Scott Boras clients, which makes it make sense. And funny enough, Rue Manfred came out saying he wants to make a free agent deadline, but the MLBPA is what declined that from happening, oddly enough. But I have a bad feeling that some of these free agents might not even sign until into the season, which last time that happened was 2019 with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. Dallas Keuchel, Atlanta Braves, who helped them with their postseason run in 2019, but buckled his shoes in the playoffs, practically. And then Craig Kimbrell with the Cubs in 2019. I'm not going to talk about that. If you know, you know, and if you don't, look it up. That was not a pretty move for the Cubs that day, that year. And they fell on their feet that year. Not a year I like to talk about. But anyways, I have a bad feeling it's going to end up being like that. We'll see if I'm wrong or not. But spring training is basically about to be underway. Games start Saturday and Sunday. But I do not cover spring training games because I don't really give any sort of care towards spring training. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. By the way, there are a few signings and a trade to talk about. Yasmani Grandal finds a new team, signing with the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1 year, $2.5 million. He's been bad since he got to the White Sox. Let's see if he can bounce back to Pittsburgh. Jorge Soler, outfielder, signing with the Giants, 3 years, $42 million. Really odd contract to be giving him because he had been up and down from Miami, but he's still a pretty good player. We'll see how he does in San Francisco with the Giants. Randall Grichuk signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks, 1 year, $1.5 million. Pretty solid outfielder, good against lefties. Can be the substitute Jock Peterson. Solid move, honestly, for them. And Whit Merrifield, infielder, outfielder, has signed with the Philadelphia Phillies, 1 year, $8 million. Very versatile, can play a lot of positions, and definitely a good piece to get for Philly. And sorry about that. That is the baseball news, and that is this week's episode of the podcast. Very short. And let's wrap things up. Yes. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this week's episode of Benny the Booth Podcast. On next week's episode, we'll have the MLB news that pop up between now and then. Hopefully, Immaculate Grid. And if there's any ideas I get thrown out or I can work out a collab, we'll have that. And I guess whatever else I can figure out between now and then for next week's episode of Benny and Booth Podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're new on YouTube, leave a like, hit the subscribe button, leave a notification button to notify when I go live and or post a new video. If you're new on audio, follow the podcast, leave a review, hit the notification button to notify when I post on there. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And I will see you next week, episode 114. Bye.